Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun, sermonaudio.com. My name is Bob, and this is part 36 of On the Witness Stand, Serious Questions for the Watchtower Cult. This is our second last in the series, so thank you for hanging around all this time to see how this turns out. You can always buy the book, you know. It's available at my website. Just click on Store. You'll see several books there for sale. We've been talking about false things all the way through this book. False men, the history of Jehovah Witnesses. False interpretations, tremendous amount of things. We didn't get them all. The things that they have messed up with in Scripture. And then last time we talked about the false premise that they base everything on about the name of Jehovah. And today I want to talk about false promises. This is the Jehovah's Witness 100% false track record in predictive prophecy. Expect to spend a few extra minutes today, by the way. Well, there were so many predictions in Jehovah Witness history based on the Bible, they said. Let me list just a few. In 1799 will be the beginning of the time of the end. 1799. Later, this was changed to 1914. 1874 is when Christ's invisible presence, in other words, his return, begins. Later, this also was changed to 1914. In 1878, according to Russell originally, the kingdom will be set up. 1914, according to Russell, who had spoken this actually in 1880, Armageddon will end. Now, I emphasize Armageddon here so that your eye can quickly scan down. You can't scan down this book while you're listening, but I want you to be listening for the word Armageddon. Just see how many times the Battle of Armageddon was prophesied falsely by these prophets of the Watchtower. 100% false track record, and yet people still swarming into this movement. Also in 1914, the times of the Gentiles will be ended. Yes, a full end of Gentile domination by 1914. Over 100 years ago. Full control of everything will now be in the hands of God's kingdom. True or false? All Christians will be glorified by then. Jerusalem will not be trodden down of the Gentiles any longer. Take a look at your news tonight. Jews will rise from the dust of divine disfavor. That's Charles Russell. On November 1, 1914, the Watchtower announced that the treading down of the Jews has stopped. Not in my newspaper. Jesus has reigned in heaven since 1914. When Jesus became king, he threw Satan and all wicked angels out of heaven and down to earth. And that's why things have been so bad since 1914. Folks, things have been bad since about 4000 BC. Of course, all of these prophecies failed. And none of these prophets saw the outbreak of World War I in 1914. Which was a desire for even more Gentile domination than before by world powers. Since Jews continued to be downtrodden, Jehovah's Witnesses needed a new interpretation of this prophecy. I need a drum roll here. Here's the new interpretation. In 1914, the government of Jehovah was born in heaven. And later, the prophecy was amended further. God's kingdom was set up by Jesus in heaven. The time of the end began. The cleansing of the organization for 3.5 years took place. If the 1914 prophecy turned out to be wrong, then Jesus did not cleanse the organization, and they are not the chosen ones after all. We now know that the whole thing was a figment of a wild imagination, but to be a witness meant that one must accept it all or be disfellowshipped. Jehovah's Witnesses like to claim that their man, in all of his guesswork, actually predicted World War I. But his prophecies were actually meant to predict Armageddon. By the way, it was not just the Jehovah Witnesses that saw 1914. The Adventists of the day, Barber and others, came up with this same date, reasoned out and calculated in biblical chronologies. Even a Mormon apostle saw it, and it was 100% unfulfilled. Witnesses will tell you that before 1914, the world was a place of peace and tranquility. Then here came World War I, a surprise that only Charles Russell could see by God's help. Not. There were continual skirmishes in that part of the world in those days. Everyone expected Europe to start a major war at any time. Even Watchtower articles were predicting a European war every year from 1882. A couple of years ago, the Jehovah Witnesses had a 100-year celebration of 1914. Yes, Jesus has been ruling for 100 years now, right? Wrong. Some other folks started a new website on that day called AD1914.com. You might want to go there for another sort of celebration, a truth celebration. Check it out. AD1914.com. In fact, nothing that was supposed to happen in 1914 has happened. And the site is a celebration of deliverance from that system of lies perpetrated for so long. In 1917, there came Russell's posthumous Volume 7, posthumous meaning he was dead, but the book was published anyway, Volume 7 of his Scripture Study Series. It was called The Finished Mystery. We talked about it before. Statements from that book furnish us with another wild series of prophecies and prophetic interpretations, none of which came to pass. For example, in the spring of 1918, there will be great anguish on Christendom. Or the Lord's second advent occurred in 1874. Or the establishment of God's kingdom in Palestine will probably take place in 1925. Pastor Russell, now dead, is still managing every feature of the harvest work from heaven, says the book. The angel of the bottomless pit is none other than Jesus himself. Revelation 9:18. Now, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to comprehend it, but I'm telling you, this is what they believed. Where it talks about smoke, that means confusion. All modern church organizations were founded, they said, by bald-headed men. That was his scientific conclusion. Now, from 1918 to 1921, Revelation's great company will be martyred. Now, the seven angels mentioned in Revelation 15:1 are the seven volumes of his book series, Studies in the Scriptures. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. This really is what they taught. Revelation 16:20, every island fled away, refers to the fact that all republics will disappear in 1920. There are no republics on the earth today, right? Not right. Mountains mean every kingdom swallowed up in anarchy. Ezekiel 1:1 is not Ezekiel at all. This is really Charles Taze Russell seeing these visions. It's in there, folks. I'm telling you, they believed it. The day of vengeance referenced in Ezekiel 7:1-6 began in 1914. The furious storm was in 1918. Ezekiel 24, verses 25 and 26 means that in 1918, God will destroy churches and church members by the millions. Ezekiel 26:2 demands that Christendom will fall at the hand of revolutionists in 1918, it will disintegrate into a system of oblivion. Ezekiel 35:15 speaks of a time 14 years after 1918, that is, 1932, the time of the establishment of God's kingdom. Now, can you believe all that? Some people can. Russell evidently did. The book was called an embarrassment by future leadership, and one wonders how much Rutherford had to do with its totally unbelievable nature. Did he change some of the wording himself so that Russell would finally be discounted? Well, Rutherford's prophecies weren't exactly right on either. Let's go to Rutherford, 1917. From this year, Rutherford, the second leader of the Jehovah Witnesses, began to teach that princes would be returning any day. Hence, and we talked about this, Beth Sarim, the house of the princes, had to be built for them. Men like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would need a place to live. And so he built it for them. 1918, this year, he taught that God chose the Jehovah's Witnesses as a slave to instruct mankind. Rutherford believed in an invisible rapture. Methinks I have heard this tune often lately, by the way. Deceased witnesses and early Christians would be resurrected and ascend to heaven. We've got to get the apostles in there, the good guys from the first century, and then Jehovah's Witnesses from our day. 1920, millions now living will not die. I own this book. It's this interesting book. It's the book and the message of the year. Rutherford says this book was definitely from God. And yet, the witnesses will tell you that none of their men are really inspired in the biblical sense. Rutherford believed and taught that 1925 would see the end of all things. Originally, Rutherford demanded that God's favor will return to Israel. Jews would come to Palestine. The millennium will begin in 1925, he said. And in 1925, Armageddon, the resurrection of Old Testament saints, all of that will occur, 1925. But in the Watchtower's first 1925 issue, the message was that it may happen, it may not. And no apology was given when it failed. God's kingdom is here, the people were told. If you know Christ, you will live forever, so get over it. But many had given up businesses, sold their homes, refused to plant seeds if they were farmers. They knew what they had heard. Though they saw Jehovah's Witness leaders continue to buy land and buildings, was it deliberate deceit? 1932, major shift in prophecies regarding Zionism. The witnesses now were to become spiritual Israel. I've heard that before. Russell and Rutherford were both Zionists at first. The Jews must return to their land. That was the cry. We cannot apply verses for Israel to the church. God raised up Theodore Herzl. That was originally. In a lecture given October 17, 1920, Rutherford gave a lecture entitled, Zionism is Certain to Succeed. March 1, 1958, a Watchtower article was entitled, Why Zionism Must Fail. Well, later in 1932, the same Rutherford said that the Back to Palestine movement is from the devil. This was near the time that they became officially Jehovah's Witnesses, spiritual Israel, a radical change. 1935, another class of Christians was found. Rutherford sees a flash of light. The great crowd of Revelation, he says, is to be distinguished from the rest of the witnesses. They cannot be born again. They cannot be filled with the Spirit. They cannot go to heaven. Theirs will be an earthly kingdom. 1938, Rutherford is once more setting dates. He says that the Catholic fascist bid for world control Hitler was rising, would be followed by Armageddon. The kingdom has begun. End of Satan's world has come. Don't marry now. Wait till after Armageddon. Marriage becomes a weakness and the beginning of apostasy. Totalitarian rule will overrun all nations of the earth in the near future. So when the Allies defeated fascism, the Watchtower of September 1, 1944 presented a new interpretation of Revelation 12, and Witness Land is rolled along with the times. 1942, Mr. Knorr, another, I think the third president, gives a talk in which he prophesies that peace will come, but will be short-lived, and then will come Armageddon. 1950, the Watchtower states that 1914 was the starting date for the last generation before the Battle of Armageddon. Helps explain the delay. 1975, another date set during Mr. Knorr's administration. In the early 70s, 43 million tracts were given out, warning people that great destruction was imminent. Victory over the wicked system was near again. The tribulation of all tribulations is just ahead again. Armageddon is approaching again. February 10, 1975, President Franz had to dampen the views of many who truly believed the end was near. He still discouraged marriage and careers. Lives were forever ruined by this foolishness. Doubting the 1975 prophecy was not allowed. Newspapers, magazines, even secular ones, carried the story. It was clearly expected by the rank-and-file witness. They sold everything. They quit their jobs. And when the fateful year passed, Watchtower articles rebuked the people for being irresponsible and for misinterpreting. They were told basically to get on down the road, and again, no apology was forthcoming. 1978, the Watchtower reports that people who were present and understood the events of 1914 would live to see, here it is again, the Battle of Armageddon. Yet another twist. 1984, Watchtower announces that anyone born by 1914 would live to see Armageddon. 1995, Watchtower alert. Anyone who sees the events signaling the end, regardless of any relationship to 1914, will see the Battle of Armageddon. Well, actually, this is getting at the original scriptural truth of the matter. But how many had to suffer mental anguish before the governing body got it right? How many lies believed by how many people to try to impress the world that the Watchtower really knows what the future holds? How awful is the hoax this group has perpetrated on the nations? We want to say, how long, O Lord? Consider this changing documentation of these events from the Awake periodical. For many years, from 1982, in fact, until October 22, 1995, one could read inside the cover about, quote, the Creator's promise of a secure new world before the generation that saw the events of 1914 passes away. End of quote. Well, the events of 1914, of course, are not really seen, since they are the Jehovah Witnesses' imaginary moving of Jesus into the heavenly places to set up his kingdom. The statement is here clearly made that before the last person living in 1914 has died, the kingdom will be here. Obviously, time was running out, so in 1987, the specific part of the prophecy was dropped. And then in 1988, it was re-added. But on November 8th of 1995, that long-standing quote finally had to be changed to this: "The Creator's promise of a peaceful and secure new world that is about to replace the present wicked, lawless system of things." About to? What does that mean? Why, you and I talk like that. They finally came around to some truth again. You see how the reader is cleverly taken away from yet another Jehovah's Witness false prophecy. In 1997 and in 2003, the Watchtower told us yet again that the battle of Armageddon is very, very near. Yeah, okay, maybe. Maybe, but maybe not. Why should anyone ever believe anything you say again, Mr. Witness? And yet, millions do. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? Thank you for checking in here today. Check in again soon, and we will have one more of this series. That will be talking about the people who come and go, why they enter the Jehovah Witnesses, and why they leave, testimonies to that nature, and then a conclusion of the book. Thank you for your interest. Check in from time to time to see what's going on here at the Hackberry House of Chosun website, sermonaudio.com, and Lord willing, I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.